The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, meanwhile, in the UK, the BBC apparently does not have a quote-unquote toxic culture, but there is a minority of people who behave unacceptably and whose behaviour is not addressed. This is according to an independent review published in the wake of the Hugh Edwards scandal. Hugh Edwards, of course, the disgraced former newsreader. Ali Einstein is with me, UK-based journalist. Ali, what more did we learn from this report?
Hi, Kieran. Well, the report is interesting, and the fact that it says there are a small number of BBC stars and managers who have behave unacceptably at work does raise the question, if we know there are a small number of stars and managers, then why aren't we dealing with it now?
Yeah.
It just seems to smack of, it's been 12 years since a similar report was done after the Jimmy Savile scandal. And a lot of people say, well, we're going to draw a line in the sand now. Well, didn't we draw a line in the sand 12 years ago? So if there's some people that are misbehaving, isn't it time to take this opportunity to now to say, right, you're out. Your behaviour is unacceptable. We know who you are. 2,500 BBC staff and freelancers were interviewed. It's not a hidden secret. It's not that I think they know who these people are. And I think that there is a lot of concern, particularly from unions now, that this is just a token gesture to keep everybody happy and to be seen to be doing something that's politically correct.
Well, what I found interesting, Ali, was the tense used. That you're right. Quite often, it's past tense. All of this, you know, there was a culture. This was the case. There are robust systems in place to ensure this does not happen again. You know, we didn't do enough. We need to be better, etc., etc. You know, systems failures, the usual cop out. But what's remarkable about this, when I read it, was the present tense. You know, a minority of people who behave unacceptably. If it's unacceptable, do something about it.
Exactly. I mean, the fact that they're using language like some deep-seated issues and people who abuse power or punch down or behave badly have no place in the corporation. Well, if you know who they are, isn't it time for a cull? And I mean that in the most bluntest way, because the taxpayer is now very concerned. You know, the license fees that we pay for these salaries. So are we paying for these people to act in an inappropriate manner? And if so, what are we doing about it? A report that says we're going to set up a hotline, thank you very much, for staff to call in, and that there will be reviews. It just smacks of, well, haven't we been here before? And I think that there needs to be effectively a time where the BBC, they now know, there is no wiggle room here. There are people acting inappropriately inside the organisation. Let's stop it. Let's stop it now.
And how loud are those voices today, Ali, who would be kind of added in with the argument you make there that something needs to happen, that, you know, these people are obviously identifiable internally and they need to be got rid of?
Well, I think a lot of the concern is certainly coming from Bechtu, which is, of course, the main union at the BBC. And I think they all support the view that there is an inconsistent execution when it comes to dealing with poor performance and bad behaviour. Now, it's all well and good to say we've done this lovely report, probably costing tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of pounds. But if there are still these so-called untouchables who work behind the camera or microphone or in front of them, the perception that senior management would turn an eye to this poor behaviour when productions were award-winning or attracting large audiences, that's not appropriate. We either have to make a decision, either because it's like saying their behaviour is okay because we get good ratings. No, it's not. It's not okay whether we get good ratings or we get bad ratings. The behaviour has to stop, and you can only stop it from within. And what strikes me as a big concern with this report is if those who authored it are saying, it is happening, we know these people, it is in the present tense, why they haven't gone to senior management at the BBC and said, here's a list of the people that have been found guilty of this or that are suspected of it. Let's have some more internal reviews. Because when you interview 2,500 people, you're going to get names. And it's not like these names are going to be random names. They're going to come around and around and around again.
Ali, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Ali Einstein is a UK-based journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.